Thank you for joining us today for the seventh installment of our Flash podcast series, In Real Time. My name is Amanda Mari, and I'm a vice president at Benefit Street Partners, or BSP. BSP is a leading alternative asset management firm with nearly $27 billion in assets under management and operates as a boutique alternative investment arm of Franklin Templeton. Our intention is to keep these podcasts short, informative, and on topic. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to Heidi Korman. Heidi is a managing director on our real estate team at BSP. She's based in Atlanta and oversees a portfolio of multifamily assets. Hi, Heidi. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Amanda. Thank you for having me.
You have been in the field of multifamily and specifically asset management your entire career, managing portfolios through multiple economic cycles from pre-global financial crisis through today. And I know this is a can of worms question, but would you share your impression of what you've seen in the last 6 months compared to what you knew of multifamily before March?
Sure. And without doubt, this is an unprecedented time. There's been so much conversation in comparison to previous recessions and periods of economic distress. What's strikingly different here is the cause, a global health crisis, and the speed of decline at which we moved between March and April. And the trigger for the recession was the forced compliance of mobile restrictions that resulted in millions of lost jobs, supply chain interruptions, and the closure of many businesses, some now permanently. Fortunately, we came into this with a much healthier economy, and several factors that influenced how the economy responded include financial support was provided early through a stimulus package, attempts to control the virus by temporarily sheltering in place, and then targeted measures such as mandates to social distance and wear masks. And as the country began to reopen in May, the economy began to recover as well. And it was a very short period of time. It was just several months after it started. So most of the deterioration in the market performance began during second quarter, and we expect it to occur just really in the second half of 2020 with a steady recovery into 2021. So while the unemployment remains at just over 8% today, it still brings a degree of uncertainty. And the same was true during the great financial crisis, but after which demand rebound strongly. I think today the financial system is in a much better shape than it was during the last recession. And we started off in a much better position. Our debt has remained largely stable, and the availability of treatments for the virus, with ongoing developments of vaccine that we hear in the news often, there's positive news. And I think all of that will help us provide a confidence boost to consumers and corporations, and that will help to continue to support our ongoing recovery. So I think we will recover much faster than we did during the last two recessions.
So the government stimulus enacted early on in the crisis by way of unemployment boosts and stimulus checks granted through the CARES Act, for example, provided financial stopgaps for many Americans. From your perspective, how did these programs impact the performance of multifamily assets?
I think the initial stimulus package was quite strong, and it was a statement of support from the outset. I think we could all agree it was a key factor in the ability for many people across the country to be able to pay their rent. Housing is an essential living expense. The ability to reside in our homes helps prioritize our rent among the top of the list for monthly bills to be paid. It's evidenced by reports for payment activity across the industry being in the 90% range. And when the CARES Act ended in late July, there was a 30-day tail that required a notice to vacate following the end of the forbearance. So in general, this notice to vacate letter, we think, had a positive impact that helped to boost the payments received in August. So the letter was a good reminder that this new normal is not a stagnant situation, but something that we could remind ourselves that we need to move forward toward recovery. In early August, as you may recall, President Trump announced executive orders providing additional benefits. There's been some confusion around the unemployment benefits that were offered through this program. And it's a little unclear how much the $300 benefit is actually assisting in rent payments at this time. We know people are actually receiving some of these dollars, but we're not clear how much is actually going toward rent right now. There's a lot of question about the HEROES Act, the Health and Economic Recovery Omnibus Emergency Solutions Act, which was recently introduced. And I know that there's a lot of question and desire to have another round of stimulus more in line with the CARES Act. This would certainly go a long way in helping for renters to pay their rent.
As you just framed out, new rules and programs continue to be introduced without much lead time for you to prepare. The new federal no eviction order is a prime example. My guess is that these orders are nuanced and likely vary by state. Could you share a brief education for us on the order and then the impact of complying with it?
Yes, I can do that. The situation surrounding the status of evictions is very fluid. And the administration, via an order filed by the CDC, cited a public health emergency to cease residential evictions December 31st of 2020. They did this to help prevent further spread of the virus. As drafted, the moratorium applies to all multifamily properties, regardless if they have a federally insured mortgage. And the main elements of the plan include the following. It applies to individual residents expecting to make $99,000 or less, or families making $198,000 or less in the current year, 2020. Each adult listed on the lease must submit a form of declaration to the landlord certifying under penalty or perjury that they have made a good faith effort to seek rental assistance, they are unable to pay rent due to COVID-related hardship, that eviction would cause them to become homeless or live in close quarters. Eviction for non-payment of rent is allowed after 12/31/2020. The order does not relieve the obligation to make payments in compliance with the lease. In other words, you're still obligated for the charges owed under your lease. We continue to work closely with our property management teams, our council, and communicate with residents to do the best that we can to find solutions to facilitate payment activity, because we want to make sure that there is an awareness with our residents about what this really means. You referenced how quickly things can move in the industry. And as an indication, shortly after the CDC orders were issued in September, the National Apartment Association joined the New Civil Liberties Alliance in a lawsuit challenging the new national eviction moratorium. The lawsuit claims the federal agency did not have authority to enact rules that upend existing state law, particularly without legislative approval. We'll be watching this closely as it unfolds. So it'll be very interesting to see how things move, especially over the next 30, 60 days. Good question.
To that point, how do you see multifamily faring as an asset class as the impacts of the pandemic continue and with the uncertainty around timing and the shape of the recovery?
So multifamily real estate really has a proven track record for resiliency, outperforming other property sectors following previous recession periods. In both the dot-com and the Great Financial Crisis, multifamily fared better with a lower level of decline and a faster recovery to the pre-recession peak. With COVID, kind of all bets are off. All trend lines were affected, just not uniformly. Lodging and retail were hit the hardest. And, in general, markets were healthy prior to March. And because of that, going into the recession, we are in better shape to withstand the shock. Retail, on the other hand, is an exception. It was experiencing its own challenges pre-COVID. As a result, retail may have to reinvent itself through this cycle, as many of the larger brands, as you've probably read or heard about, are shoring up their balance sheets, they're closing stores, and bankruptcies are increasing. E-commerce has been one way that they've been able to reinvent themselves, which has been great. I know I've ordered many things here from my home during stay-in-place orders and working from home. And it's also supported the industrial sector, keeping them strong. So their demand has been strong. Their performance has been very good. And the office market, along with leisure and hospitality, has greater exposure to the risks unique to COVID. So their performance in general may lag in the recovery. As for multifamily, people do need a place to live. I think we've discussed that a little bit here. It persists through all economic cycles. Multifamily has a proven track record, outperforming other property sectors. We believe that multifamily will have a lower level of decline and a faster recovery. We expect this to remain true through this pandemic recession as well.
Heidi, you've shared an abundance of information today. Thank you for sharing all of that with us and taking us through where multifamily is today.
You're so welcome. It's been a pleasure, Amanda. Thank you.